I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Yes, the weekend before Halloween, so we can get our advanced Halloween steam on and yet have it all to ourselves and be fully ready for the Halloween weekend. So go to rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list so you can be notified of ongoing events as well as be reminded about October 21st and 22nd at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, we are at the end of February. This is the 27th of February, one more day to go. And we are at the end. As we've said every show, this year is going fast, fast, and faster. Now, as most of you know, I love to do some day by day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And in that book, James Allen wanted to remind us that our reality is a creation of our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs. But our present reality and our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs are not a predictor of our future reality. You see, we get an opportunity every day when we awaken and face the world anew to create a new future. It's based on our thoughts and our beliefs and the habits that we start with that day, that we instill in ourselves that day, that we work on shifting going forward. So our future is never predicted by our past. Our present always creates our future. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little bit for each day of the month. So for the 27th day of the month, he tells us, identify your vision. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build by, this you will become. That goes to what I just said. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, this you will become. You know, Thoreau said, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What a sad, sorrowful phrase, but what it really means is that so many people don't create a vision to aim for. It's not the reaching the vision. It's the action of going through the process toward the vision. It's the steps you take. It's the energy you put into it. It's the belief. It's the focus. It's the intention. That's what adds the richness to the life that you live. So what is your dream? What is your goal? You know, it's almost like that potentially homeless guy in Pretty Woman say, this is Hollywood. What is your dream? Well, this is life. What is your dream? And remember, your dream is yours. You don't have to share it with anyone because most people don't know about your dream. Most people don't understand about your dream. Most people don't have the same dream. Most people don't know anything about how to reach your dream. But what many people do is they poo-poo your dream. So keep it to yourself. Make your dream your dream. Just keep walking in that direction. Identify your vision. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart. This you will build your life by. This you will become. Make sure you have a vision. Make sure you have a dream. And don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid of it. But you don't have to share it. It's yours. You know, I always share the daily word, which comes from Unity. And for today, it says, I plant seeds of love in my heart. So why don't you reframe that a little bit, too, and say, in this month of love, in this month of balanced love, in this month where we're focusing on love and we say you can't have love without having that self-love, as you plant that love in your heart for you, plant that love in your heart for your dream. And that's enough to get us started to introduce our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, and she provides custom essential oil blends and custom teas and hand-dyed silk scarves for her clients to create unique fusion consultations, empower their personal vibrations, and bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Oh, thank you, Solazar. And here we are, already to the very end of February. My goodness. As you said, Solazar, it's going quick. So it's made me realize how important where we put our energy, where we put our time, where we put our focus. And here we are in the last days of February and launching into March. So February has been this month. It's all about personal love and it's all about balance. And the more we are in balance, the more we can love. The more we're in love, the more resilient we are and easier to stay in balance because we're operating on, it's like wearing Dr. Scholl's gel things in your shoes. You're operating on this cushion that keeps you from being in a state of reactivity. So it's that choice of love over fear in each moment. And I could tell you, if I look back at February, I've had a few points where I kind of went off balance because it's been a very emotional week. We've had a lot going on with the moons. We've had solar and lunar eclipses all in February. They're stirring our emotions. Solazar shared all kinds of things happening with Mars and all these different planets that are coming in. And you're doing that all while running at a pretty quick pace this year. So it's a time to stop in these last couple of days of February and just let yourself get back into balance. And whatever that is for you that helps you do that, for me, it's spending a little time outside in the sunshine can be as simple as that, or going for a walk, or stopping and having an extra glass of water, or getting in water and having, you know, an extra long shower, or treat yourself to a bath, any of those things. Whatever it is for you, a cup of tea, talking to a friend or someone that you really love that helps you open your heart. In these last couple of days, use that to be in this state of balance as we move into March. Because March is going to be such an important month for us. Here we are in a year that's all about creating a whole new cycle. And it's not just any cycle. It's a cycle that is going to carry us forward for the next 99 years. It's going to carry us forward for the whole rest of this millennium. So the seeds that we plant this year, in a year that's all about new beginnings, are more potent than other years. So if we're in a place of balance, we are in the best place to plant those seeds at the proper time. Think of it like, I'm mixing metaphors here, but thinking like when you're riding a wave, if you're on that crest of the wave, if you're aligned with that pulse beat of when divine right timing is for whatever it is that you want to plant, whatever dream, whatever desire, whatever vision, whatever plan you have for yourself and your life, if you follow those instincts, that inspiration in the moment, and just to go step by step, being in balance allows you to see the opportunities much better. And in this 1 year, that's about these new beginnings that come from our inner connection with each other, that come because we're in a millennium that's about relationships and communication and interconnection and partnership. Those new beginnings are going to take this form of like dynamic teams that come together. So each person that comes into your life is a puzzle piece. Each person is this gift. And as we look at the world that way, it really changes how we interact with each other. It's pushing us this year to say, do we choose separation or do we choose union? Do we choose that life that's based on interconnectivity that we realize that we are all one? That if I hurt you, I hurt myself. If we hurt the planet, we hurt ourselves. It's a whole different way of thinking than you saw in the last millennium. And March accentuates that because March is always our month of truth. And it's asking us to see through all these veils, all these illusions, all these lies, all the subterfuge, all the masks, all these things that have been built up over this entire era of limitations, to say, what is my truth? Not what other people are telling me it is. Not what, you know, a husband or wife or parent or teacher or the media or anyone is telling me. What is my truth? And for a lot of people, that's become confusing because so much of what we see in the outside world is, you look at the sky and you say, the sky is blue. And they say, no, the sky is green. And then you start doubting yourself and you say, well, maybe it is green. Maybe I never knew what blue was like. Maybe. And you start questioning. Now, the questioning is good. But at the end of the day, for you, if the sky is blue, the sky is blue. And so March is our month to find our inner North Star, to find that resonance inside us that says, when I look at the sky, for me it is blue. And each of our bodies has that truth. It knows truth. It's just our mind that gets things confused. So your physical body knows what is right and wrong for you. It knows what truth is for you. And some people will talk about feeling it in their gut. Or you can learn kinesiology, learn how to muscle test. There are whole yoga and meditation traditions like yoga nidra that focuses on that intelligence and knowing of the physical body. So cranial sacral also. All of these talk about that tapping into that intelligence and truth of the physical. That's what this week is about. So when we look at March, March brings this focus. You've got this rich, fertile period where you're deep in the creative cycle of the year. We're coming up to spring equinox where we have this balance between the light and the dark. And it is a month that is all about celebration. This coming out of winter and you're starting to see all the green of the hills, you're starting to see the wildflowers blooming, you're seeing the beauty of the light as it gets a little bit stronger every morning, a little bit earlier, and stays a little bit later every night. It is a month that's about liberation, of coming back into the light. It's the liberation that's born of our spirit awakening and releasing our heart and mind from the bondage of limitations, from the darkness that we have held in our minds and in our hearts from all of these lifetimes of limitations. And it's time now to just allow those to release. And in the physical week of the month, we tend to store memories in our cellular structure. So that cellular memory of things that happened in this life, things that happened in past lives, we hold emotional burdens in our physical bodies. We hold mental stress and strain and tension in our physical bodies. This is a week to be kind to your physical body, to see the truth of the magic that our physical bodies are, and to allow it to return to its truth, to its natural state, to its oneness with the earth, with Gaia, with Virgo and Pelar. That if we think of it as our bodies are really more like the earth than the rest of us, right? Nature knows how to be in balance. Nature knows how to express its truth. If we allow our physical bodies to do that, we would be so much healthier. So this is a month where we acknowledge and recognize that truth of who we are, that we are made of the fabric of love and light. We are made of truth, and we are meant to be here to radiate that light in the world. So if we can do that, if we can be a little bit more authentic every day, we give everyone around us permission to drop their masks, to be a little bit more authentic too. And as we do that, our relationships deepen because we're developing a greater sense of connection and intimacy that's based on truth and integrity. And where there is truth, there is peace. And without truth, it's really hard to get to peace. So in truth, we reclaim all that energy that has gone in to trying to hold it together, to trying to be what we needed to be in the world, to be accepted, to be loved, to be safe, all those things. But if we can let go of all those masks, all that trying, all that holding it together, all of that energy can be recycled to focus on shining the light that we truly are. So as we gather that power to us, we can then use that to focus on the seeds that we want to plant. And it is a magical month for planting those seeds. So we kick off the month. On March 2nd, we have a portal of new beginnings. So that's one of these 111 days that we've seen sprinkled through these first couple months of the year. So think of this in this week as focusing on that physical body, of feeling that connection to the earth, of feeling that union with the all. And that day kicks off this magical passage, five-day passage, that is like stair steps, that is opening up to limitlessness and leads up to the sixth, where it is a day about awakening to the truth of who we all are and being that starseed that we came into this life to be, realizing that that intelligence is stored within our bones. That starseed, that core of who we are, is just waiting to be actualized. And the first step is awakening to it. So in those stair steps, starting on the 2nd, the next day after we have that portal of new beginnings, we have a day of unconditionality, followed by a day of aligning those dreams and desires with our soul, with our divine plan, and then opening up to limitlessness. So it's a great set of stair steps that we have repeated again later in the month, but this is the one you want to get started on because you have that power of the physical grounding, and it's hard to then actualize and manifest it if you aren't creating it all the way down to the physical. So when you watch the movie The Secret, they gave you a lot of ideas, or Shakti Goyne's book, Creative Visualization, gives you a lot of ideas of how to work with this creative energy, work with this time of year, of being able to, as you focus on something you want to create, being able to see it and feel it and taste it and touch it and invoke all of your senses as you start visualizing what that experience would be like in your life, what it would be like to be already there. And that's kind of what this energy of this month is accentuated for. It's being. It's that actual being, being light, being love, being truth. So as we go through this week, I've got some vibrational tools that I love working with. So the aromatherapy and the colors work great with truth because it helps with focusing the mind. And March is all about that focus energy. So you can work with the colors of purple and magenta. And aromatherapy, there's a lot of options. You've got geranium and basil. So you can go and get fresh basil and just smell it or chop it up, put it in your salad, put pesto on everything. Life is always better with pesto. There's cassia, and cassia is in the cinnamon family, but it's very kind of a gentle version. So I like dropping it in my tea. You can put it in cookies if you're making it. So any kind of baking type things where you'd use cinnamon, you can use it, or put it in a diffuser. And cedarwood, so that smell of cedar closets, you know, that has that really refreshing sense to it. So I like using that during the mental week. And then chamomile. So chamomile is a great one. You can even get chamomile tea just at any store. And it's very soothing, and it helps the mind kind of relax. And that's what March is about, is to say, can we have the mind partner with the heart and the spirit so that our spirit really can redeem our heart and mind and allow it to be free and liberated? So March brings in the element of water, and this is carrying on from this solar eclipse we just had in Pisces. Pisces is water, and March carries that water energy forward. So we're still going to probably see some more rain, but that water is helping to take all of our emotions and uplift it to spirit. So those places where we have been overly emotional or bogged down or almost saturated with emotion, overwhelmed with emotion, this is the time to allow that to uplift and just see the water becoming spirit, becoming prana, and moving and flowing so that it and the flames that we had working with us from Leo, from the lunar eclipse, that water and fire can coexist and become one. So very interesting time. And back to the whole thing about March is learning our truth. So as you start new things, see how that feels this week. How does it feel in your physical body? What is your physical body telling you? What is it that it wants? And really spend some time just listening to the physical body. What does it want to eat? Does it want to go outside for a walk? What does it want in each moment? And if you're faced with a situation where you're talking to someone, there may be conflict, just tap into your physical body and ask what the truth is. And see how that works. Couple other things that work in, on this week of the month for the physical. If you have heard about the emotional freedom technique, the EFT, it's the tapping. That also works really well in the month of March because it's helping aligning, again, our physical bodies and that intelligence of our physical bodies to rebalance and to kind of realign all of our energy. So that, Solazar, is some of the thoughts I had for getting us started in this beautiful month of March.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. And there's a couple of closing energies I just wanted to touch on for the month of February before we pick up on March 2nd. But one
is
to
that loud noise?
That's just my cell phone going off, but there's nothing I can do about it. So
okay.
It's done. So that was the month of February trying to call me because it had a few points it wanted me to make, but I've got them.
Just in the last couple hours of February.
So today at 6:24 a.m., Mars in Aries opposed Jupiter in Libra. And I just want to remind folks, we touched on it last week, but I want to come back to it. You touched on it again. We had our new moon solar eclipse in Pisces yesterday. And this is this new moon, this solar eclipse is going to stay with us till August. We have this energy to continue to build on until all the way up through the eclipse in August. And this is going to expand our sensitivity, our compassion, our intuition, our creative skills. It will also open us up and have more vulnerability, which is something I think you can identify with, where we feel things more. And we may often feel things that we don't even know we had them to feel. We didn't know that that was something that we were working on or needed to work on. So this is about us clearing things for a long-term benefit to ourselves, not the quick, let's hit it and go, let's get into this. But it's really important that everybody be aware that they are more emotionally and intuitively heightened right now. And that leads into today where Mars and Aries oppose Jupiter and Libra at 6:24. So this is one, it's another one of those fights. So we've got, you know, our testosterone-related Mars in Aries, which it loves. It loves being in Aries. It rules Aries. And, a fight with Jupiter is almost like a couple of people air slapping each other because Jupiter doesn't really want to fight with anybody anyway, regardless of which sign it is. But we may still find if people felt a little bit of a push-pull today, Jupiter is going to be looking in those areas where we've expanded ourselves. As Mars tries to push ahead to expand, Jupiter is going to be looking at the areas to say, I don't think you should do this, or I do think you should do this. So we may feel a little conflicted going forward. And because, as you mentioned, we're in our Pisces phase, our sun is in Pisces, we may also feel a little confused because our Mercury is in Pisces. So going forward, I think for this week, we may have a sense of a little lack of clarity and a little sense of push-pull and uncertainty. And at the same time, feel so tremendously vulnerable and open. And it's okay. Everyone should use this as a healing time for themselves. Instead of saying something's wrong, because we had the earlier aspect on Sunday too, which was Mars and Aries conjuncting Uranus and Aries. And a conjunction is when they sit right on top of each other. And that one was going to say, let's bolt and run for the hills. Let's drop everything and go. Well, you don't need to drop everything and go. It's just a passing energy. All of this is about reassessing what's important to hold on to, what's important, that what we can afford to release, what we want to draw more of. We've got to get brutally honest with ourselves. For any time in our life when we have allowed ourselves to not focus in an area and believing by not focusing or by not having attention to it, we'd actually resolve that issue within ourselves. Now's the time where we don't have any more opportunity to mislead ourselves. We have to focus. We have to pay attention. We have to see what's important. We have to understand what we did or what we didn't do. We don't have to flagellate ourselves, but we have to be honest with ourselves and say, I didn't do that quite right. I didn't do that at the best I could have. I could have done this better, or I did do that well, and I want to build on that. It's really important that we get clear. But coming up on the 2nd, and I'll do more of this on Thursday anyway when I do the Thursday show, is that Jupiter in Libra is going to oppose Uranus in Aries. So once again, just like I said before, a Jupiter opposition is not terribly bad, but it's really about renegotiating Uranus and its revolution. You know, it's going to be saying, okay, Uranus is going to say, let's go do things differently. Let's change. Let's revolt. Let's take things down. Look, I've got all this energy now. I'm in Aries. I'm going to go for it. And Jupiter is going to say, let's take a look at what we do before we do it. So again, this week is a little bit, it's a transitional week for everyone. It's an emotional week for everyone. And it's an opportunity for all of us to be honest within ourselves. You know, I took a test over the weekend, you know, and it's one of those online tests. And it was, you know, I took it as a lark, but it came back and said, I'm an emotional introvert. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because this week, everyone needs to be an emotional introvert. Don't sit down and bare your soul to everyone who comes up. Don't go into Starbucks and get your mocha and start telling everybody in line emotionally you're venting yourself. It's good for us this week to go inside, get very clear on what it is we're healing within ourselves, what it is that we're resolving within ourselves, what it is that we really can release within ourselves so that we can be stronger going into that energy of March for as we go forward before we hit our Sun in Aries. So those are just the quick points I wanted to touch on, Kira.
Well, and those are right on target for what I think people are certainly experiencing. And I like what you shared about, you know, giving ourselves time to heal, because that was something I wanted to touch upon. February always illuminates the areas where we may be out of balance, where we need to heal. And then March brings in the beautiful energy of clarity and truth to help us unravel what those things are. Because if we're out of balance, it's usually because we have an incorrect perspective about something, or there's some misunderstanding about something, and with that energy of March coming in to see things clearly, to be able to understand the truth of a situation at a higher level, then we're able to accept it. And with combining the month and the year together, it brings that energy of self-love. So if we can understand these little bugaboos, right, where we may have boo-boos, we may have imbalances, we may have things that we react to or get emotional about, if we can understand them better and then accept and integrate them, then we gain a greater level of self-acceptance. And that's really the dance for all through March. And that is an inside job, as Solazar was saying.
And I want to share also, so there's no misunderstanding for the listeners, is that it is perfectly okay to have those moments of sorrow, of grief, of loss, as we go through this process within ourselves. But it is not okay for us to allow ourselves to stay there. It's really important that we understand, as we're healing ourselves, we may grieve some parts of it, some parts of what didn't happen, some parts of what did happen, some parts of what we wish could have happened. All of those things come up. It's part of the natural human experience. It's part of the natural emotional experience. It's okay to grieve those things. Just don't stay in the grief. Get out of that grief and look forward, going back to where I started the show. Generate your vision. Focus on your vision. Identify it. Put it in your heart. Put it in your mind. And build your vision for where you're going. And that will help you get out of the grief of where you've been or haven't been. So any additional thoughts you would like to share, Kira?
I think that's it for now.
All right. I want to remind folks, I want to thank you once again for being here. Kira will be back with us next Monday. And I want to remind folks that we will be back on Thursday with Israel Hurtado and Spirit Talk right here with Good Vibrations Radio. Check the homepage for the connection and the web link. And as we close out, I want to thank you for listening. Remind you to turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loved vibrations happening.